Summer 2010 up next.
Welcome to the Handy Guys Podcast, a podcast for handy guys from handy guys. Here are the handy guys themselves, Brian and Paul.
Brian, we have some things to talk about on this episode of the Handy Guys Podcast.
It's really more like talking about what we're going to be talking about and what we're doing and what's up next for the Handy Guys.
So who wants to hear about what we're talking about? Or talking about what we're going to talk about?
I don't know. But you know what? People that get this on their iPod or whatever, they're going to hear about it.
You need to know what we're going to be doing this summer.
That's right.
Because it's kind of exciting.
We got some big plans.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that after we provide our contact information.
Okay, you can always just go to our website, www.handyguyspodcast.com, and click on the Contact Us link.
Our new website.
Yeah, we've got some changes on the website. So go to the contact form, or, you know, we've got our RSS and iTunes subscribe buttons and our email subscribe buttons. We've changed those around a little bit. We still have email, but that's in a more prominent spot. There's also a Facebook and a YouTube button.
Yeah, check out the subscribe to us on YouTube, and also subscribe to our Facebook page, because we really haven't promoted it.
No, we haven't done it. We haven't done anything with Facebook yet.
But so we might at some point soon. We might have some, you know, some special things just for the Facebook people. Maybe
Right, like office hours with the handy guys, kind of a thing on Facebook. So
that's true.
And we may be doing that in conjunction with a partner, but we'll talk about that when that's official.
And sign up for our new mailing list. We have a new email list, and we're going to have some special announcements on that other than just our regular episodes from time to time. Maybe we'll have some giveaways or something like that. So make sure you get on our email list.
That's right. So we're still going to push out via email the shows. But the people that are getting shows via email now, re-sign up on handyguyspodcast.com you'll get into a different list.
It's in the top right-hand corner. And that's where you're going to get the announcements on our new shows, but also if we have any other special announcements, you'll need to be on that new list.
That's right.
Okay, so there's some of our new stuff already, but after this, we'll talk about some other things we're going to be doing in the summer 2010.
Got a project on your honey-do list? Let the handy guys know about it, and they may talk about it on their next podcast.
Okay, Brian, we have a lot going on. So we've talked about our new website. Maybe we should just mention a few other things.
Some of the changes and what's drove a lot of those changes.
Okay. Where do we start?
Do you want to start with just video?
Okay. Yeah, video.
So we've talked on many shows over the past few months. You know, we've hinted around that we're going to do more with video. Well, the website is finally ready to support that in a number of different ways. So, you know, one change that's obvious when you first come to handyguyspodcast.com is you'll see a featured video section called Handy Guys TV. And there we'll have the most recent six or so videos that we've put out. Right now we started with, three or four videos?
Right.
And we're going to put probably about seven of them out there in the next few weeks. And so check that out. And the subscribe options for video are also different. So if you click on iTunes, you'll now have an option for high definition video. So if you've got Apple TV or one of those kind of things, you could subscribe that way.
Right.
If you have a video iPod, you can choose the standard definition video for iTunes and get our video content that way. If you have other devices that are capable of getting video via RSS, you can click on the RSS and you'll get high definition and standard definition options there as well.
So in the iTunes, I know, you know, you can watch us now on iPad and you don't have to worry about the flash restrictions and all that, right?
I think that is the case.
That is, because it's not in flash.
That's right. It's not flash. None of that flashy flash.
So right.
It is flash when you're just on the website.
Yeah. You can watch it in Flash if you want, but you can also watch it and you can get basically a sneak preview of all our videos if you go to the YouTube site.
That's right. That's right.
All the coming ones. So
we're eventually going to be on something called Roku and Boxy. So these are set-top boxes. So, you know, you can watch us in high definition on your big plasma screen in your home theater.
At least we hope we'll be on there.
Well, we've been approved, and we've got a few technical requirements to meet there.
We hope that's what it is. Have we confirmed that? We don't know.
So it will be out there eventually. But I think they got a little bit of backlog, and I think they got to do some more stuff.
So if you want to watch, just say you're on the web, Brian, and you want to watch our video, and you don't want just the low def version. How do I watch the Handy Guys podcast in the highest def possible, just through my web browser?
Just through your web browser?
I have an answer. I'll answer my own question.
Answer your own question. How do you do that, Paul?
I say you go to our YouTube. Click on YouTube.
Sure, and that's one way.
And then you can control, if you look in the bottom right-hand corner, go to our site, click on the YouTube button that you'll see on our site. That'll take us to our site on YouTube, and you can play a video. You can change it to 720p as the highest resolution if you want, and there you can watch us. Or you can watch us at something in between, like 480p, and that's pretty good, and you don't have to worry as much about the stream stopping and starting from
bandwidth. So it's going to depend on your bandwidth. So that's one thing that's nice about Apple TV or putting it on your iPad or your iPhone is that it can download to that device in the middle of the night.
Yeah, right? That's
true. Versus just watching it real time, because sometimes you may not have enough bandwidth.
Apple TV, if you use that, you're going to get a high quality version as well.
That's going to be probably the best quality that we're going to be pushing out. Is it not?
It's actually, it is. It has a higher bit rate, if that matters, for those of you out there. But it's going to be the highest quality for the Apple TV. It can handle it much higher than what YouTube does or anything else, even the Roku.
Right.
So there, that's one big difference is the video, and it'll be integrated. We're still going to have audio.
Yep, we're still going to have our weekly audio show, so you can just subscribe to that, and nothing will change there.
But there's some other things we're going to be doing this summer. We are going to, for one thing, have an ongoing podcast or video about once a month regarding a John Deere product.
That's right. So we've worked out a partnership with John Deere where we're going to talk about their most popular tractor model, the LA-115, and we're going to talk about accessories and options for that. We're going to talk about, how does it perform? Where does it fit in the lineup of all of their tractors? Who is it good for? Who is it maybe not good for? And we're going to talk about some maintenance items on that. Spark plugs, filters, belts, blades, that kind of stuff. We're also going to talk about end of season shutdown procedures, right? So what are you going to do, after you mow your lawn for the last time? What do you do to put it away to store it so that it's going to start right up in the spring?
And we expect to make a video as well to detail some of these things.
That's right. We're going to talk about using it as a plug aerator.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about, why is it important to aerate your lawn? When do you do that? And what does John Deere have for the LA-115 that's going to help us do that? So a lot of stuff, we're going to do at least a once a month thing for John Deere around that tractor. We're also going to be doing something like we did last fall with a hardware store. We haven't signed the agreement yet, but we're going to do a series of shows and a tie-in with the same company we did last fall. So that's coming up.
Yeah, I have we already have some ideas around this, and we hope to get into some more details of some questions we've had recently on various products and gizmos for the handyman. We're going to talk about that in relation to the hardware store that we hope to partner with very soon.
That we will be
officially.
Partnering.
Yeah, we will be.
We're going to do officially.
So we'll be able to announce that soon. So we have some interesting product reviews, maybe some giveaways as well around that.
That's right. One of the videos that we're going to be launching in the next few weeks is kind of a redo of a show we did early on with reciprocating saws.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that video, or the audio show that we did back in the first couple of months of doing the audio podcast, we took a couple of different reciprocating saws and we timed them, cutting through a 2x4 with, embedded nails and what's going to go faster.
It's a very simple test, but what we tried to show was that not every reciprocating saw is alike, even among Milwaukee's product line. They have differences.
That's right. So we had, what we did is we got two Milwaukee Sawzalls, brand new, almost identical model numbers with some slight differences in specifications regarding how they make the cut. So you're going to have to watch the video to see what the results are there. And so we compared the two brand new ones and one, 15, 20-year-old one. And so we may actually give one of those away after we launch that show. So again, sign up for the email list because that's where you'll find out about it most likely.
Okay, more new stuff right after this.
You are listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Brian, there's one other thing I want to talk about. Not one other, at least one other.
Okay.
But here's an item that we should not pass over, and that is the fact that we redid the dishwasher video.
Yes, we did. Right.
And that thing is getting so many hits from so many people. If you have a Whirlpool / KitchenAid /
Seems like
Sears.
Right.
Kenmore. They all have the same internal parts, and we're getting, I think, people from all across the world, maybe just North America, are having the same problem and are loving our video, and yet they've seen nothing yet because we now have a great new video.
Right. And it's so that's in the Handy Guys TV banner that's now went live on the site last night. So you can click on it there, and you can check out that video, and you can see Paul in his Phillies cap working on that, and it's in high def.
Now, I want to say I had a friend recently who had a non-KitchenAid model. It was actually a Bosch, I believe. Mm-hmm. Had similar issues, not identical, but similar. Watched the video, and it helped him as well because he found that
Isn't that incredible?
It uses a similar valve, and once he dug down far enough, found the little flapper valve that's in the bottom, which I detail in the new video. It don't have it in the old one, but it's in the new. That actually helped his problem as well.
That's right, because, a dishwasher is essentially, they're all kind of the same. They do the same thing. They've got a little thing that spins around, and it shoots up water. They've got a way to drain the water out and filter out the crud, right?
Yeah.
And that's what causes the problem. Those filters, that crud gets clogged up in there, and it just doesn't work as well as it should.
Right? Yeah, I don't think he took kindly to some of our comments on the green government program for appliances.
The Energy Star.
Energy Star, right. Yeah, I guess.
Didn't we have like Energy Star fail, like a big thing?
Well, that was
a picture I made.
In a different video we did. But we were saying part of the problem with these models is they don't they use less water, and therefore that causes problems because if the thing is not running just perfect and they have a smaller motor as well, it can't overcome those imperfections. And so a lot of people are having these issues of dishes not getting clean. So he said, and we were chatting, and he said something to the effect of, do you really want more oil spills in the Gulf? And I said, do you want landfills filling up with dishwashers? So hopefully we
don't
have...
What does oil spills in the Gulf have to do with...
Because if you have bigger motors, and I don't know about the water, but if you have bigger motors, you need more power, and I don't know.
More electricity.
Energy Star, somehow it's got to be related. I don't know. Everything's related to the Gulf, right, Brian?
I guess so. You know what we ought to do is do a video on how to patch a leaky pipe that's under pressure, like a temporary patch.
Right.
Let's say you had a pipe burst.
Well, we'll just poke a hole in one of your pipes for that video.
Poke a hole in the pipe. We'll make a video, and we'll show how to temporarily stop that leak.
Okay.
And then I wonder if that can be scaled up.
Mighty Putty, right?
To Mighty Putty. I don't know. Could that be scaled up to oil spill size?
Oh, there you
using
go.
Using the same technology, the same approach.
We could...
Essentially a clamp with a gasket kind of a thing.
You may have...
Have I stumbled upon the solution?
Yeah, I think so. And you may have enough time to get a patent for it before they come up with a solution.
Right.
All right. Well, anything else we got new going on, Brian?
Let's just mention again that we are not appliance repair people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because the first... three videos that we put up as part of Handy Guys TV, two of them are appliance repair related. Yeah. So not only the new version of the dishwasher video, but we have one of repairing a Whirlpool refrigerator, replacing the circuit board.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an easy fix for that model. If you have the symptoms described in the web post that goes along with the video, but we are not appliance repair people, but take a look at that video.
Please don't call us and ask for a quote on your appliances.
Right, right. All right, Paul. So that's a pretty good summary of what we have in store for this summer. So this post is going out the first week of June. This show is going online. And so we'll do our first John Deere
awesome.
Show here in June. Hopefully we're going to do something with the hardware store here in June. And the site changes are already live. The videos, we're rolling those out as fast as we can. We're going to have a lot out initially, but and then they'll come out at a slower pace after that. But if anybody finds any issues with the website, sees anything weird, or has some suggestions for how we can further improve it, just drop us an email, us at handyguyspodcast.com, and we'll take a look at it.
Or if you have ideas for what you want in a video.
That's right. So we're always open for content suggestions. And when you sign up for our email newsletter, one of the little things in the welcome email that you'll get is, have any ideas for us, suggestions for future shows and so forth. It'll be in there as well as a reminder for you to email us if you've got suggestions for future shows.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening to us and our introduction to the summer of 2010. We look forward to a great summer.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Bye.
The Handy Guys will be back next week. Same handy time, same handy website.